This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Remember the indignant response when President Trump and other conservatives, including Rand Paul and others, talked about outside agitators being responsible for the recent violence in Washington. President Trump talked about a plane full of thugs dressed in black. Who knows whether that actually happened or not. But now, all of a sudden, there is support, real support, from a very, very prominent liberal and somebody who is very much part of the Biden team, who says, yeah, Washington was flooded by outside agitators, and it was a problem. We will get to that, also get to the big mistake that liberals make about work. And by implication about the working class, this is a very persuasive piece in The Atlantic by Michael Sandel, who I do hope that we will be having on this show. And I also want to respond to some indignant messages that I've received. And let me do that, which I think I can do quickly, about defending Rule Britannia and Land of Hope and Glory. A comment that I received during the break, and this is like a political correctness rearing its ugly face everywhere, and including in Great Britain, where fortunately they have a boisterous and indefatigable Prime Minister, a bojo, Boris Johnson, who was able to hit back on political correctness for years and years and years, and it's been 100 years. They have been playing Land of Hope and Glory, which was written in 1901, and Rule Britannia, which was written in 1740. They've been playing this at the last night of the proms, which is a tradition. It's a broadcast concert. This year, they're not going to have a full concert hall, but they do have a concert with singers and playing that it was going to go out by the BBC. And the BBC had said this year they were not going to sing the words. And the point that was raised against me was that I only gave the words of the chorus of Rule Britannia. It was really the other words that were offensive. And, okay, the other words that begin when Britain first at heaven's command arose from the azure main, this was the charter of the land, and guardian angels sang this strain. Rule Britannia. Britannia ruled the waves. Britons never, never shall be slaves. Obviously, I don't recognize that it is offensive for Britons, for Englishmen, to think that God had something to do with the rise of their unparalleled empire. Second verse, the nations not so blessed as thee must in their turn to tyrants fall, while thou shalt flourish great and free, the dread and envy of them all. Look, this is nuttiness right now. Nationalism, when nationalism is focused on nations that are deservedly proud of what they have achieved. And by the way, the history of Britain, I was recently writing about the history of Russia. Russia's had a really, really horrible history. I'm sorry it has. And the reason I'm writing about the history of Russia is because my book, The Ten Big Lies About America, is coming out in a Russian translation. And I'm doing a special introduction to it. And look, countries are not the same. Britain has had a history not blameless by any means, and there were excesses in the period of empire. But by and large, one of the reasons that India, for instance, is doing well right now is, and Indians will admit this and acknowledge it, it's because of the combination of great Hindu, old Indian traditions, with what the British brought. And if you look around the world, it is not simply an accident that probably the leading societies in the world are all English-speaking. Sorry, they are. New Zealand and Australia and Canada and the United States. And, okay, and you can talk about a few smaller countries as well. There is something wonderful and remarkable about Britain. And the song Rule Britannia goes on, still more majestic shalt thou rise, more dreadful from each foreign stroke, as the loud blast that tears the skies serves but to root thy native oak. And what they're talking about is oak trees surviving lightning blasts. Okay, look, I'm glad that Boris Johnson was able to bring Rule Britannia back. And there's something else that is going on right now in our country that it seems to me is worth talking about, is we are consumed by this renewed culture war. And Daniel Henninger writes about it today in his great column. And, of course, I'm hoping we will have a chance to speak with him, as we often do. The headline is, "The Culture Wars Are Back." And he says, after Hurricane Isaias ran up the East Coast, a man interviewed in the New York City borough of Queens stood amid the rubble of snapped trees and downed wires in his neighborhood and pondered the furies. We're only halfway through 2020, and we've had a pandemic, riots, and now a hurricane has destroyed my street. What else can happen? Good question, says Daniel Henninger. How about a presidential election that has veered so far off course, no one can predict who will be left standing in November? And what he points out is that right now, the culture wars have, at least for the time being, taken over the presidential election. Henninger writes, Portland has become a proxy for nearly 100 days of nationwide street marches, riots, smashed historical monuments, fires, lootings, shootings, the rise of Black Lives Matter, and embattled cops in multiple cities enduring a hail of rocks and industrial-grade fireworks. As the guy in Queens said, what happened? Mr. Trump has blasted Portland, Oregon. Mayor Ted Wheeler is a fool, do nothing, and wacky. Instead, he should make Mr. Wheeler honorary co-chairman of the Trump re-election campaign. I think that's a good idea. The coronavirus pandemic alone would have been enough for voters to sort out. But the list of 2020 voting issues now includes civil order and whether the police protect or impede it, the meaning of crime, novel interpretations of America's founding history, patriotism, free speech as a right versus cancel culture as a social necessity, even the Second Amendment right to bear arms, as when your life's business is being torched. Joe Biden and most Democrats wouldn't have chosen this course, but the left loves the culture war, so it's back. Americans are normally slow to alter political loyalties. But what has tipped the scales is the daily display of incompetent progressive governance. In just 3 months, writes Henninger, public officials in city after city have shown themselves incapable of executing the minimal responsibilities of government. Some don't even seem interested. As with Mayor Wheeler or New York City's Mayor Bill de Blasio, he is so profoundly right. At the question that we were talking about last hour, about how the Democrats are supposed to respond, you know, the old saying, don't stand there, do something. Yeah, or don't do something, just stand there if you're a libertarian. Okay, right now, this is a time when government is necessary. Liberals say they believe in government. They want government to uplift us and to redistribute income and to do all kinds of things that are not essential. The most essential job of government is public safety. And if they don't get that right, if they can't get that better in city after city, starting with Portland, but going across the country, they're going to lose. and they're going to richly deserve to lose. 1-800-955-1776. More on the MedVet Show. I love good movies, like a romantic comedy called About Time from 7 years ago. It's a great movie about romance and about family, really, and father and son relations, much more. Problem with it is there's a little bit of content you may not want to share with your children. That's where ClearPlay comes in. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, particularly right now during this time of pandemic, ClearPlay can set you up to watch the movies you want to see without violence, without profanity, or without other content that you would choose to remove. You make the settings up yourself. It's truly ingenious. Go to clearplay.com to learn more, and you can enjoy About Time with Margot Robbie, Rachel McAdams, and more. Check it out at clearplay.com, because ClearPlay loves good movies. This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Grovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 and AmericanFederal.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
There's front page news today that raises an issue that both parties, both sides, emphatically want to avoid. That's the issue of the national debt, which we will get to coming up on the Michael Medved show. First up, Bill Barr, the Attorney General of the United States, has actually inspired some controversy and drawn some attention. He was on CNN with Wolf Blitzer, and one of the things that Wolf Blitzer asked him about was charges that President Trump had made about a mysterious plane filled with black-clad agitators and anarchists who were on their way to Washington to cause trouble, and that those were the people the president implied who were responsible for attacking people, like Senator Rand Paul, who made the same claim, by the way, that these were actually paid agitators who had traveled across the country and arrived in Washington, D.C. Here is what the Attorney General of the United States said on it's clip two, Jeremy, when he was on CNN with Wolf Blitzer.
I know I've talked to every police chief in every city where there's been major violence. And they all have identified Antifa as the ramrod for the violence. They are flying around the country. We know people who are flying around the country. We know where they're going. We know, we see some of the purchases they're making before the riots of weapons to use in those riots. So we are following
it.
And Antifa is deep.
Is that illegal what they're doing?
Crossing state lines to engage in rioting is.
In an interview,
it's a federal offense.
Yeah, and it's a serious federal offense. And it should be, of course. If you look at the volume of destruction and, again, the lives that have been destroyed and the investment of time and how difficult it is for people to run a business and then to have your place torched and looted and windows broken. Have you ever fixed a broken window? I mean, it's one of those things where we're going to be talking about the dignity of work. I tremendously appreciate the fact that you can call someone who is skilled if a window gets broken to get it replaced. But imagine if all the windows in your store get broken, and they're big windows, and they're showroom windows. And just the hassle, the waste of human life, and the feeling of being assaulted. It's just so hateful. What's interesting about this is in the New York Times, there's a reasonable piece, actually, by Katie Benner. And the headline says, Barr can't identify thug-loaded plane, but alleges agitators. And it says, Attorney General William P. Barr sidestepped questions on Wednesday about President Trump's incendiary conspiracy theory about a plane loaded with thugs headed to Washington over the weekend, saying that he did not know what the president was specifically referring to, which is a nice way to say, I don't know what he's talking about. But he does say, though, that the FBI was investigating myriad reports that outsiders had traveled to Washington and were, in fact, traveling across the country, as he said, to wreak havoc. But here's the amazing thing. And again, this should have been in the headline. Is the New York Times acknowledges the Attorney General's comments echo remarks made by Mayor Muriel Bowser of Washington, who is not only a Democrat, she's a hyper-liberal Democrat. She's way out there. She said in her most recent news conference that violent clashes that had occurred over the weekend between the police and protesters were the work of outsiders who had come to Washington to fight with law enforcement. And here's what she said, quote, what we saw this weekend were agitators who descended on the city. This is the mayor of Washington saying it, not Trump or Bill Barr. It sounds like many of them came on Wednesday and Thursday armed for battle with fireworks, baseball bats, laser pointers, and they were looking for the police to confront. They set fire to local newspaper boxes, accomplishing absolutely nothing. Well, yeah, they did accomplish something. I mean, just basically taking over the streets during the Republican convention. But good for Mayor Bowser for acknowledging this. In other words, for all of those people who love the term peaceful protest, do you remember I told you The term peaceful protest is a contradiction in terms. It's possible to have a nonviolent protest. This isn't nonviolent. This is very violent. But a peaceful protest cannot exist. The whole purpose of protest is to disturb the peace. It's to shake things up. It's to get people upset. And it seems to me that we ought to acknowledge here that all of a sudden the mayor of Washington, D.C. and the attorney general are on the same page. Now, it's about time to get Democrats and Republicans, the president, Nancy Pelosi, and everybody else on the same page about something else, which is front page of the New York Times. U.S. borrowing is set to exceed annual economy. Level not seen since 1946. 74 years ago. That's the year Trump was born. And then they say, as debt balloons, more spending is urged to fuel recovery. And the New York Times writes, a surge in government borrowing in the face of the pandemic recession has put the United States in a position it has not seen since World War II. In order to pay off its national debt this year, the country would need to spend an amount nearly as large as its entire annual economy. Okay, and that's the New York Times. The Wall Street Journal. The spoil sports at the Congressional Budget Office, they write in an editorial, reported yesterday that the U.S. government will soon have a debt burden equal to America's entire gross domestic product. Congratulations on this Italian-style fiscal milestone. One way or another, we'll be paying this off for the rest of our lives. Congressional Budget Office reports that the lockdown recession and the explosion of spending this year will increase the budget deficit for fiscal 2020, which ends the end of this month, September 30th, that budget deficit will be $3.3 trillion. At 16% of GDP, this will be the largest annual deficit since 1945, when there was merely a world war. And meanwhile, that's the yearly deficit, but the total debt is going to be 106%, they estimate, by 2023 of our gross domestic product. And how do you hear President Trump talking about this, or Joe Biden talking about this, or Kamala Harris, or Mike Pence, or anybody? Why not? We'll tell you why not, and what liberals get wrong about the dignity of work. That and more on the MedVed Show.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. A rough day on Wall Street as investors decided to sell after weeks of record-setting highs. All three major stock indexes losing more than 2.5%, the Dow losing over 800 points. As far as what this means for everyone, Ted Weisberg with Seaport Securities tells Fox News.
When you get reversals in trends, and the trends have certainly been positive, particularly for the tech sector, when you get these reversals, I think initially you have to view it as technical in nature. They're sharp, they're painful. It's hurtful. I'm not sure we're out of the woods yet.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden vows to create a White House commission on police violence if elected. Biden, ignoring requests from the mayor of Kenosha, still visited the city and held his political event inside a church. This is USA Radio News.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
With a Mech-Tech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, Mech-Tech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that Mech-Tech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Talking a little bit about the not only ballooning deficit, which is really, it's hard to believe. And hard to believe that there's no concern or discussion about it or dealing with it or anything of the kind. If someone had said that President Trump, one of the promises that he has not kept has been cutting the deficit, balancing the budget. He even promised at one point he was going to pay off the national debt. That's never going to happen. The last president to pay off the national debt, actually, was Andrew Jackson, who was a particular favorite of President Trump's. He actually did it in January 8th, 1835. And why is that date important? He did it on the 20th anniversary of his great victory at the Battle of New Orleans. He had the victory over the federal budget debt. See, last time the United States had no debt was because within 2 years after Jackson paying off the national debt, we were in debt again. And big time. But, okay. The numbers here are so astonishing. In their editorial today, the Wall Street Journal writes, the political class seems to agree that all this borrowing is a price worth paying, since neither party wants to talk about it in the election campaign. The fight over the next phase of coronavirus relief has been whether to spend another $3 trillion House Democrats, or merely $1 trillion or so, the White House. Either of these numbers would send the deficit higher than the 8.6% of GDP that CBO currently projects for fiscal 2021. In other words, if either of these plans go forward, we're going to be even worse off in terms of the deficit. CBO says federal debt held by the public this year will hit 98% of GDP. Debt held by the public is important, writes the Wall Street Journal, because it is the amount America has to pay back with interest. And then they write, it is important to appreciate how fast this increase has happened. As recently as 2007, before the financial panic and the crash, debt held by the public was a mere 35% of GDP. So in other words, since 2007, the debt has tripled. As the nearby chart shows, they write, the debt has risen to about 48% in the mid-1990s, but it declined amid faster growth and spending restraint after the GOP won the House in 1994. The pace of spending picked up across the George W. Bush years, but the debt stayed under control. Not anymore. The pandemic hit on present trend, that is, without another trillion-dollar bonanza. Debt will exceed 100% of GDP next year, reach 107% in 2023. That would be the highest in U.S. history, exceeding the previous peak of 1946 at the end of the war to save Western civilization. To put it another way, the U.S. government will soon owe more than the American economy produces in an entire year. And they conclude by saying, sorry to spoil all the spending fun, but there's no such thing as free borrowing. Even the U.S., with all its economic power, can't keep piling up debt forever. No one wants to think about this now, but eventually our old friend Adam Smith will come calling to collect his inevitable and pitiless fee. Breaking. Oh, gosh. Okay. At least 7 police officers were suspended in Rochester, New York, after release of video showing a hood placed on Daniel Prude, a black man who later died of asphyxia, days after being detained by Rochester police officers who used a hood designed to protect police from bodily fluids. His family recently released video of the March incident. Okay, those officers have been suspended, and let us hope things remain quiet as investigations, including investigations by New York and by the federal government, proceed. Thank you for that breaking news. Considering the breaking news, one of the things that I think we really do need to talk about is, why no conversation about the deficit? And it's because it's very, very unpopular to get people to consider that if they want to spend more money to do, for instance, all of the nice and pleasant things that Joe Biden and the Democrats want to do, Joe Biden has endorsed the idea of universal pre-K, at least partially funded by the federal government. Now, that means that the same way that you can send your kids to kindergarten for free, but you can't send them to school when they're 3 years old, now you would be able to send them to school for free when they're three years old. That would be very helpful to many working Americans who are struggling, particularly right now where schools aren't even functioning. But how are you going to pay for it? And especially, how are you going to reduce the level of spending? Our spending on national defense is at historic lows. It really is. And I know President Trump talks about this a lot, but as a percentage of our gross domestic product, we're well below 4%. we were up to 8% in the 1980s to win the Cold War. Good investment. But look, the idea that all of a sudden we are going to have some kind of quick, easy fix, the actual fix may involve a whole reconfiguration of our tax system, and that is what is really needed. Both sides right now, of course, Republicans are talking about some more tax cuts. Democrats are talking about very sharp tax increases, though Joe Biden tries to say, though he's been fact-checked on this, and there's just no way. He tries to say that he's going to provide tax cuts for every family earning less than $125,000. It's very dubious if you look at his numbers. And there just aren't enough people earning millions and millions of dollars a year, even if you took all their money. It doesn't pay for the $4 trillion in extra spending that Joe Biden has already called for. This goes to a real question, and it's a deeper question, raised in this fine piece in The Atlantic by Michael Sandel. And the title of the piece is What Liberals Get Wrong About Work. And what he's saying, in essence, is that what liberals get wrong is they think that people just work to get stuff and to acquire things or to pay for comforts. Where actually work has a great deal to do with dignity and self-worth. And what he is suggesting is that the way to address the feelings of that people have and resentments that people have, which are very real, that were part, by the way, of Trump's winning formulation in 2016, is to stop honoring just simply the acquisition of stuff and the collection of money, and start talking about the nature of the contribution you are actually making by the work that you are doing. He has some radical notions. We will get to those and more. There's also a radically good film that most people may not know about. If you listen to my show last week, you do. But we will give some attention to a film that is shocking the industry with its tremendous success as a streaming means of communication and entertainment. We will get to that and to more on The Medved Show, 1-800-955-1776.
The coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to ACSH.org today.
Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com. They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kenger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, Joe Biden was in Kenosha, Wisconsin today. I haven't been able to hear the whole thing. I've just heard snippets of it because a lot of his public events were while we were on the air live right here. But there was one interchange where he was taking questions, which, again, I think is something that he's rising to the challenge. He's now taking questions more frequently, not just once a month. He's taking questions from the public, and a woman came up to the microphone, and she made a fairly strong and emotional statement. It was a strong and emotional day, it appeared, for Joe Biden. Listen to what the woman said in Kenosha, Wisconsin.
Hello, my name is Portia Bennett. I'm just going to be honest, Mr. Biden. I was told to go off this paper, but I can't. You need the truth, and I'm part of the truth. I was born here, raised here, first eighth grade class of the school that was named after his mother, so I have to give you the truth of the people. And the truth of the matter is we are heavily angry.
Okay, that's Portia Bennett. What was striking was she said, I'm not going to go off this paper that was given to me. And that sort of implies that people with the campaign had prepared a question for her, which is kind of embarrassing. And I hope that tomorrow we'll be able to play you some of the way that Joe Biden responded to any of that. And what's interesting to me is when you look at a situation like Kenosha, you don't know which side she's on. There are reasons for people on every side of the issue to be heavily angry about what happened in Kenosha. And it is one of those issues for which Democrats will have to come to terms. And so is the issue of work. Michael Sandel wrote this very long article, but it's very insightful and very thought-provoking, called What Liberals Get Wrong About Work. And what he says is at the heart of the populist resentments that Royal American Politics are grievances about work. Those grievances are about more than job losses and stagnant wages. Work is both economic and cultural. The people feel left behind by globalization. The people who feel left behind by globalization haven't just struggled while others prospered. They sense that the work that they do is no longer a source of social recognition. From the end of World War II, he writes, until the 1970s, it was possible for those without a college degree to find a good job that enabled them to support a family and lead a comfortable middle-class life. That is far more difficult today. Over the past four decades, the earnings difference between high school and college graduates, what economists call the college premium, has doubled. And he says the meritocratic age has also inflicted a more insidious injury, eroding the dignity of work. The valorization of those who score well on standardized tests and go on to college or university implicitly disparages those without such credentials. It tells them that the work they do is less valued by the market than the work of professionals. It's a lesser contribution to the common good. And look, I think there's no question he's onto something. And he writes that part of what most observers didn't see is that working class men without a college degree voted overwhelmingly for Trump in 2016. They say their attraction to his politics of grievance suggests that they were angered by more than economic hardship. One of the reasons mainstream analysts and politicians were shocked by Trump's election is that they were oblivious to the culture of elite condescension. This culture is a consequence, in large part, of the meritocratic sorting project and the inequality brought about by market-driven globalization. And there's another aspect to this that I was thinking of when I was looking over some of the details of Biden's tax proposals. And one of the things he talks about is the fact that, I actually believe that the entire country benefited from the Trump tax cut. I think it was good policy. It was a well-designed bill. I think it has greatly helped the economy. It produced increased and enhanced economic growth and did so by putting more money into all Americans' pockets. It did things like give every family, every single family, more write-offs for children and an ability to keep more money to help raise children. It was good policy. But one of the things that I think we are going to have to look at is right now when you talk about the way the tax system is structured and expressing gratitude through allowing people to write off different things, when you are taxing investment income at a substantially lower rate than income that you work by going in 40 hours a week, that's a tough sell. And I think it's going to be an issue in the future, even if it's not in this particular campaign. One thing that is always an issue in America is religion and taking religion seriously. And every once in a while, there is a religious film that comes along that surprises people, and sometimes a lot. The biggest example of that was The Passion of the Christ, which was supposed to be a little vanity project for Mel Gibson. It cost $30 million to make, which is nothing for a movie, and ended up grossing over $1 billion. Now there's another religious picture. It was relatively low budget, but it's doing spectacularly well. Listen to this review.
Now it's time for Medved's Entertainment Minute.
103 years ago, in the backcountry of Portugal, three children tending sheep had a fateful encounter that led in a few months to a miracle witnessed by some 100,000 people. The film is called Fatima, and it's a remarkable achievement.
Who are you?
I come from heaven.
Who are you talking to? What do you want from us?
The film follows the historical record with open-mindedness and fidelity to the known facts. The wartime setting is vividly portrayed, and yes, Portugal was devastatingly involved in World War I. The film is artistic and convincing in every detail, with a balanced, open-minded approach to the mysteries of faith and family. Rated PG-13, 3.5 stars for the moving and memorable Fatima.
This feature brought to you by the Thank Heaven Foundation.
What's fascinating about this story, and it's all part of the true story, is the two little girls and one little boy who ranged in age from 7 to 10, who saw this vision of the Virgin. They reported it to their parents, to the local priest, and they were disciplined for it. They were told, no, don't make stories up, don't do this. And it is only later, after months and all kinds of remarkable developments, that church authorities and even the parents of the little girls, all of whom, two of them are already saints of the Catholic Church. One of them is on the way to canonization, Sister Lucia, the only one who lived past childhood, by the way. It's a fascinating story, and it's one of those films that when you see it, you want to read more about what really happened and about what they call the miracle of the sun, which was witnessed by tens of thousands of people, and for which there's no entirely rational explanation. Fatima is a film that will stay with you, and it's worth seeing. Next time on The Medved Show, we have a whole bunch of movies because it's Friday tomorrow. Mulan, remember that big animated hit? Well, that was a cartoon. There's actually a better version. How much better, we'll tell you. It's a live-action version that is very lavish and tries to aim at a more adult recreation of medieval China. Does it succeed? And we'll also take a look at a new Australian film with Hugo Weaving. You may remember him from the Matrix movies. But Hugo Weaving playing a crime lord, a good-hearted, noble crime lord in Melbourne, Australia, in a very bizarre remake of the Shakespeare problem play, Measure for Measure is the name of the film. That and much more, plus civil disobedience has to become the new norm. Who said that? One of the most admired women in the world and in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Does your partner listen to radio in bed and keep you awake? Featured in a Wall Street Journal's gift guide, the SoftSpeaker 3 Amplified Pillow Speaker by C. Crane is the perfect gift for your late-night radio listening loved one. They can drift off to sleep while listening to their favorite radio station, audiobook, or podcast without disturbing others. C. Crane's Amplified Pillow Speaker is one of the few audio devices you can snuggle with and enjoy some of the finest audio quality available. It fits in your hand, it's soft for maximum comfort, it can be adjusted for voice clarity or full range music. It's 3 times louder and clearer than a regular pillow speaker. C. Crane has been building exceptional pillow speakers with full clear audio for a long time. They've made thousands of people happy and saved countless marriages. Call C. Crane now to order the Soft Speaker 3 Amplified Pillow Speaker at 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-8863, or visit them online at ccrane.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity, TeamGaday.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.